Quite a cathedral, n'est-ce pas? Some say it's beautiful. Others find it disturbing, even shocking. Either way, there's no denying that its design went against the grain at the time of its construction. But even today, no one is left indifferent to its appearance. Do take the time to form your own opinion.
Long before the first churches and places of worship were built here, religious authority was left to missionaries in search of native souls to convert and to holy men of various faiths aboard ships sailing in the region. Contrary to popular belief, the Anglican Church was actually the first to settle permanently in Gaspé. The first Anglican minister moved to the region in 1819 and served the vast area from Restigouche to Gaspé. A number of small churches were then built, but these structures, whose wooden construction is reflected in the design of the cathedral, were repeatedly destroyed by fire. Heavens! St. Paul's, the little yellow church on Wakeham Boulevard, is one example. It was originally built in 1843, but the building in use today is actually a reconstruction built 100 years later, in 1944.
While it may seem hard to believe nowadays, the town of Gaspé was actually home to a primarily English-speaking Protestant population up until the early 1900s. A Methodist church was built in 1860 and used regularly until 1924. A Pentecostal church, founded by Reverend Roland Bergeron in 1957 and located at 192 Jacques Cartier Street, is still in use today.
Surprising though it may be, Gaspé's first Catholic community was founded in Douglastown. And the congregation, composed primarily of Irish Catholic families, spoke English. In fact, it wasn't until the early 20th century that Catholic French-Canadian families arrived in droves and changed the face of religion in Gaspé. However, without a church of their own, Catholics in Gaspé had to travel to Douglastown to celebrate Mass. Gaspé's first Catholic church was finally built in 1829, near the bluff overlooking the basin. The priest in Douglastown would thus travel to Gaspé twice a year to conduct Mass, once during the spring thaw and again before the bay froze over in late fall. The parish of Gaspé was created in 1875 to serve the estimated 300 Catholics in the area. The arrival of the first bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Gaspé, which stretches out over the entire Gaspé Peninsula, once again had a huge effect on the religious landscape. Along with strengthening the foundations of the Catholic faith in Gaspé, Monseigneur Ross was without a doubt the driving force of a number of key institutions throughout the region. He was a key player in the creation of places of higher learning and a number of hospitals, among other things.
It takes a strong faith to embark on such a mission so fervently. But luckily, Monseigneur Ross was blessed with the patience of Job.